I wanted to receive it by faith as a part of my divine destiny. So instead of resisting, I leaned in. I accepted women's ministry as God's vision for my life and said in my heart, I belong to you, Lord, spirit, soul, and body. Let it be to me as you say. As I leaned in, something supernatural happened. The favor and blessing of God came upon me to enable me to do what the Lord wanted me to do. I know it was not because I felt a special spiritual thrill or because anything unusual happened, but because Proverbs 8:33-35 says, "Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." God's favor always rests on His Word. So when we receive His instructions to us by faith, His favor comes upon us as well. That's what happened to Mary, and that's what happened to me. When I embrace God's call on my life, I receive the favor and grace to walk it out. Although there was no angel manifestation to make the announcement. At that moment, Luke 1, verse 45, applied to me just as it applied to Mary. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Protecting the vision. If believing by itself were enough to bring forth the fullness of divine dreams and destinies, Mary's story could have ended there. We could appreciate her inspiring statement of faith and look for another mentor to teach us what to do next. We could search for someone else to show us how to take the dreams God has dropped in our hearts and carry them until they come to pass. But, thankfully, Mary's story didn't stop there. She didn't just make one statement of faith and then lapse back into a normal routine. She didn't casually assume she had finished her part of God's plan and leave everything else to Him. Instead, she went into action. She promptly packed her suitcase and left town. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Luke 1, verse 39-40. Why did Mary head for Elizabeth's house? Mary knew Elizabeth would stand in faith with her because she, too, had recently received a word from the Lord. Just months before Mary's angelic visitation, an angel had spoken to Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias, announcing that after years of barrenness, he and Elizabeth were going to have a son in their old age. It sounded impossible, but miraculously.